We're hanging out with you for three straight nights and deep ticket nights of radio fun. This is the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. Brought to you by Hagwood Property Tax Consultants and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket.
That's right, Conrad. And let's embark upon the second annual edible hour here at the compound, the Musers compound.
Brought to you by Hagwood Property Tax Consultants.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Those are our bros.
In this hour, we can just talk about things you can eat. You know, that's kind of the topic, edibles.
Yeah, they brought pizza.
Who?
Ticket staff.
Oh, I thought you wanted to plug the...
Oh, no. Well, okay. They are a sponsor. It's
yeah.
A lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, delicious.
Okay, you weren't waving me off on plugging the sponsor. You were waving at a bug. Oh, okay. Should we plug? And Killer's like, no. Nah!
Very demonstrative. Oh!
Oh, okay. I won't plug Zalat.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't eat the crust.
Great pizza.
For you concerned soda citizens.
Yeah, you are skinny, Dave.
Man, you are.
How much weight have you lost?
45.
Jeez, dude. That's more than I did.
He was fatter.
Yeah, I had more to start with.
Still trying to give him some credit,
what's
build him up here.
What's the goal? What's the goal?
Tear
baby?
Him down yet?
He was fatter.
I got five more pounds to go.
Five more?
50's the goal.
That's because your soda nutritionist set your target goal weight.
I mean, I think I will try to keep going after that. I'm not going to just pull the ripcord. But that's when I can stop getting weighed like a freight trailer.
You have to pull into a special lane.
Yeah, you had to adjust scales as you've gone down? Like you're on like a meat big...
Right, yeah. Yeah, I'm now on the human scale.
And you know what? I usually, when you go to the doctor and the first thing, you know, you have your yearly physical or whatever, and they tell you to step on the scale, and the first thing I want to do is disrobe. Because if you're going to tell me how much my BMI is and how overweight I am, at least let's get some accuracy around here and let me get naked and step on the scale.
Yeah, when I know it's weigh-in day, I wear light clothing.
Do you take it all off?
No, I've tried.
You take shoes off.
The nurse is at, no. They like, what are you doing? I was like, well, you're weighing me. So
yeah,
that's not, if you're not going to account for what I have on, then
you don't
tell me how overweight I am.
You definitely should take your shoes off.
I weigh myself when I'm at home. Ass out. I should do the same thing in the doctor's office.
It's convenient.
The anus.
You need to weigh yourself in the morning after you take your dump. That's when you need to weigh yourself.
Well, before you eat.
I don't have a
before
daily.
You eat,
I don't have
a
daily
a
morning. One of those. So I don't.
Oh, you don't?
You're not regular.
Not in the morning. No.
What's your hour? What's your window?
I'm usually an afternoon dump guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I can usually hold out until I get home after work.
Hold out.
So, Davey.
Well, I'm not doing it at work.
Yeah, I heard earlier, Jake, you said you never hold it ever.
No. That is my stated goal. One or two.
Jake did it here before we were on the air.
Which was like 7 minutes before they went on the air.
He got here, yeah.
Which was 2 minutes after I got here.
Which surprised me because I thought you would stop at a gas station.
If needed, I would have.
You will do that. Yeah. Like, that's last resort for me.
Last resort.
Like, gas station especially.
I may think about just waiting until I get home to clean myself up in the car before I stop at a gas station.
You know, I had
that may be the case.
I recently traveled and had a Jake experience because I was in the airport and just had to. You don't want to get on that plane and have to do that.
Why not?
No, you don't.
So I went in the airport bathroom. Had to hook up with the dude, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
you waved your foot underneath the door.
Yeah, stance.
So, you know, in the mid-90s, whenever I was allowed, gifted the opportunity to go on cowboy road trips to cover the team, and I couldn't do it from my couch. They made me fly out somewhere. But, so, on those planes, it's like, players up front, and then our coaches, then player. You've all been on one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coaches, players, PR people, and then media's in the very back. And at his absolute peak, so this would have been like 96 or something like that, Nate Newton walked all the way back there to the back of the plane, and he looked down at me and whoever was sitting. I think it was Roger Emmerich, Ted's dad, and he looks at us. He goes, "I would not recommend following me after what's getting ready to go down." And all we could think of was, "How are you fitting in
I
there?"
I know that's a large human being for that small a space. I've gone 51 years without doing that on an airplane. And I have a...
Look at how disgusted Jake is.
Have you done it in an airplane, Jake?
Of course.
That's the dumbest thing I said? Okay.
His dump map.
I don't even like to go number one in an airplane.
I try my best not to, yeah. But, you know, you have to do what you have to do.
In an airplane, you get a little splash from the bottom. It's nice. Oh, God.
It's like a blue water bidet.
Yeah, kind of.
Now, the airport, it's like this powerful flush, and you get a nice air cleaning.
And I don't know if they still have it at O'Hare, but they used to have, like, auto feed on the seat cover.
The rotating, yeah.
So you would sit down, you would go, and then when you're done, it would just slide the seat cover you used into the wall for trash and fit a new one on there.
How do you know it doesn't just cycle back around, though?
It's a good point. I don't know. But it's comfy, and they're heated. Chicago. The Big Apple, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
Windy Apple.
So this is the
Sunshine State.
Of course. Yeah. That's right.
Donovan is getting ready to go on TV tonight.
Whoa.
Yeah, Free for All with Ducey and Sam.
On your webcam?
It's Ticket Tuesday, right?
It is Ticket Tuesday. What's today?
It's Wednesday.
Okay. Not Tuesday.
Don't do me like that. So we're going to...
What will you say? Give us an Easter egg. Say something. What can we make him say?
Ooh, yeah, we have to... Yeah.
By the way, this hour will feature phone calls.
Oh, really?
As will the entire evening. EA, what's our phone number? EA, you on the board?
What
do you
I mean? Am.
What's up, man?
What's up?
The great EA. Ryan going to fight you yet?
I don't know. He's backing down. He's not. You know, every time I challenge him, he walks away.
Here's what Ryan needs. EA wants to fight at Fight Night, and he wants to fight his rival, Ryan Medellin.
Why is Ryan your rival?
For some reason, he is.
They have a.
It's a weekend.
You know how the
it's
weekend.
A real fun
you know how the weekend goes.
Yeah, it's a Saturday.
There
programming
are feuds.
Feud, and I love
beast.
It.
Oh yeah,
I love it, and I want to feed it. And the thing is, EA, could you lose enough weight to get you guys in a similar weight?
I'm already down 15 right now. I'm in training. Ooh.
So in your face.
What do you weigh, Dan? EA?
About 290-ish right now.
Ooh. Whoa.
Ryan might be like 150.
Listen to Dave fat shaming him over here.
Call a doctor, bud.
I have never been that fat.
290. What do you got to get down to?
Well, he has to gain weight, too. It's like I don't need to go all the way down to him.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
6 foot.
That means 5'10".
Yeah, exactly.
Well, either way.
Because Corby would say, "Oh, I'm 6 foot." There's no way.
I sat,
no way. You're
I
six
sat
foot.
Next to an EA doppelganger on the plane. That was no good. EA, you got to lose weight for guys that you're sitting next to.
Okay.
Especially if you're middle seat on a plane.
It'll help the snoring too.
Were you middle seat?
No, he was. Okay. The guy was.
Yeah.
Which was, you know. Better him than me, I guess.
Let's just say by August, you guys will be pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
I like it.
I'm interested.
Wait, so
very
how many months is that?
That's like 2.5.
Can I bet on EA tonight? Get Bob. What's the
what's the odds on that?
Yeah, EA versus Ryan.
Oh, no. I'll definitely take
him. I think Ryan could kick his ass. He's a little shiftier.
No.
He was a hockey goalie.
Yeah, he's an athlete.
Okay.
Yeah.
EA, did you play
plenty of fights?
Did you play sports growing up?
I was a third string offensive lineman for the Keller Central Chargers.
There you go.
Okay.
But Ryan's starting goalie for some.
Yeah, but I mean, we could put EA in the goal, and it's the old sumo wrestler bit where who could do better?
I think you're fat shaming EA, and I won't take that.
Yeah, I don't appreciate
it. He's losing weight as we speak.
I know, but you're.
With his taint, there's no five hole.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, what's the phone number, EA? People get in touch with us.
Free tainting.
Isn't it 877-881-1310?
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
877-881-1310?
Oh, my God.
I don't think you're even close.
That wasn't even close. Yeah, that's not even a number.
Oh, okay.
Say it again.
EA.
Did you just give out, like, the hotline?
No. He gave out too no many number numbers for any exist. Number. Yeah. Yeah.
I only call the hotline. I don't know the
I think it's 888-787-1310.
I think you're correct.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
That was two different, maybe even three different numbers EA gave out.
It was rapid fire with confidence.
1310?
Yeah, but he's all his brain right now, the endorphin, he's right. All filled with rage thinking about Ryan Medellin.
And he's hungry.
And
he's losing weight.
I don't know. Is that how that works?
Maybe.
He needs some edibles.
Ask him.
Yeah, in fact, you
What's
might need something
hour?
To eat.
Yes.
It is the edible hour. We're talking about things to eat like
cupcakes.
Gelato pizza.
Underwear.
Okay.
I had a little dessert as well, a little something after the Zlot pizza.
What did you have?
A little cookie.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
What type of cookie?
It'd have raisins in it, so I wanted the
healthy
one.
It was healthy,
yeah. Yeah.
You're in the maintenance plan, so that's cool.
Yeah. Which is totally free, Dave, for those who hit their healthy target goal.
It's true.
Have you guys actually ever encountered edible underwear? That's not a real thing, right?
It is. Oh, yeah, it is 100%.
I've seen that at, like, Spencer's.
As a gag gift.
Yeah, I've seen it at the store.
Has a,
not
like,
in real
a couple,
life.
Like
know,
wearing
actually,
a fruit roll-up pair
thong.
Of underwears or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah.
Then no. Actually doing some exercise and then getting after it.
Sweaty fruit roll-up.
Kind of season it a bit.
Gross.
What?
So would that
everyone,
turn you on? If
everyone likes to salt their food a bit.
If your wife... Set, you know, it's
no.
Like your birthday, and she's like,
"Oh,
I've been wearing these all day."
She unpeels it, and she's like, "I got edible underwear for you."
It's basically like,
yeah,
a
like Donovan said.
It's basically like a fruit roll up, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, but been wearing them all day.
Right.
How about you stick that in the microwave for a second?
Like if you took a fruit roll up,
and she's a
and
welder.
Fruit by the foot, you could make a thong.
You can do a lot with it, yeah.
But it may turn into applesauce.
Ugh. Gosh.
That's gross.
Are you drinking Woodford and what?
Huh?
Ginger ale?
Yes.
Okay. I was just looking for an answer. I can't read your mind. I don't know. I just guessed with ginger ale.
Well, you read it.
I know.
So congratulations.
I know.
You guys, don't fight.
We're not fighting.
Race war.
Jeez. You are yelling, though.
Well, yeah.
For
we
some
yelling.
Reason.
We are yelling.
How are those phones looking, EA?
Shouldn't the
full.
Who would you like? Would you like us to grab a call? Let's go to line three.
Ooh,
how
yeah.
About line
I like
three?
It.
Welcome to the compound. Who's this?
Ooh, this is Caleb. What's up, Dan?
Caleb,
what's
that's
up,
a
guys?
Biblical name, man.
Yeah, through the Bible. No.
Whoa,
hang on.
It's a biblical name from one biblical named guy to another. Welcome.
But Corby?
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, Dan.
Oh.
Daniel.
I thought Corby was in, like,
Dan,
Exodus.
The name of Junior's horse.
St. Dan.
Yeah. Right. Wasn't that one of the disciples? Dan?
Dano.
He was the stoner disciple.
The 13th disciple, yeah.
So
what's
up,
Caleb?
What's on your mind?
Man, you know, y'all were talking about edibles and, you know, got to get the fact that cake is in there, right? Jake, you know what I'm talking about. Eating some cake. You know what I'm talking about.
What's all Jake talks about, bro?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, cake all the time, man.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes for
cake.
Breakfast.
Oh.
All right, blow them up.
Yeah.
Did you ever eat cake for breakfast?
you know I do. Lunch and dinner. It's butthole.
Okay. We get it. Gosh.
Peace out. Blow me up.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll just let you go.
Okay.
We're going to work on the blow up thing.
These guys aren't into that, Caleb.
Yes.
They're pearl clutchers.
Yeah.
Shut up. You're not either.
I'm sorry,
all
what?
This big talk around here. Yeah, I do anything. Okay.
God, I don't know, the guy that ate a rice booger off the ground.
Okay, yeah, you're ridiculous for that. What's wrong with you?
I do believe that tongue will go about anywhere.
What's wrong with you?
God created your whole body,
and so
other
he
whole
yeah,
body.
He created, intended your mouth to go on every inch.
Yeah,
of
he
it.
Created if the stuff want, that goes out of it too.
Even the starfish.
Yeah, for sure, and yours and theirs.
Let's go to line two.
Risky.
Welcome to the ticket. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello, hey. You're on the air. Did you notice how
hey.
The thing changed in your ear?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. I guess that's why. That's probably yeah. the confusion. I'm sorry for all the confusion.
That's all good. Hey, the question is...
Rav, do you have us on speakerphone?
Hmm. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, can you take
is
us off?
Now?
No good. No good. Yeah.
Have some respect for the radio.
My bad. Sorry.
For the medium.
So,
you're still on speaker.
My name is Will. So my question is, a few years back, I was hanging with my buddy and the girl of mine, and we were hanging out to a show, and came back home. On the way home, me and the girl had sex in the back seat, and my buddy was watching the whole thing. So is that gay or no? Is that... get on him, or is that
like he just
thing or
could
no?
see it in the rearview mirror?
Tell me.
Was he still driving, or were you guys parked?
Yeah.
Or no?
What? We asked you a question. Were you driving or parked?
I'm sorry. What?
Were you driving or parked?
We were driving the whole way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, no, it's not.
It's totally fine.
Yeah.
You're good.
Driving.
You're
fine.
Good. He's good. Everything's good.
Sweet. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? You're not going to tell him to stop or pull over, but it's a little weird.
Yeah.
Although it might say something about this guy's game that nothing he was doing was that eye-catching, that he could just cruise on the tollway like there was nobody back there.
What do you want him to do?
I don't know.
Yeah, what if you were driving? What would your response be if I'm in the back seat hammering away?
I'm just going to keep driving.
Mix it up. Show her something new.
So you'd be offering suggestions?
Impress me a little bit, yeah. You know? Something. Not just the normal. Although the back of a car.
You know
you're
that,
not doing anything
that seat lays down, you know?
All right, let's go to line one.
The car is the most overrated.
Yeah, I don't
know. Car and the shower are two of the most overrated places.
But sometimes the car is all you have.
Sure. Hey, I'm not denying that.
But it's when you're young and you're thinking that's going to be so cool.
Right, and it's
to
not.
Ever do it in there.
The shower thing is like, oh my gosh, this is great. And it's terrible.
That's why you kind of do it once, right?
You can hang up on that guy now, EA.
No, he did a while ago.
Oh, I thought I heard a click back.
Well, I think we were going to line one.
And you just messed it up.
Yeah, you just hung up on line one.
Yes, my bad.
All right. But let's
line
go to line
better
four.
Here.
Oh, hi, you're on the ticket. I don't care what line. Hello.
You. Yay. What's happening?
Who's this?
Liz.
Or Liv.
All right.
Okay.
Liz.
I have a dirty edible question. And it's mostly for Dave because he brought up fruit roll-up and fruit by the foot. Have you seen the TikTok trend where a dude wraps his boat with the fruit by the foot on the schlong?
So much tap dancing there.
Yeah, Dave's seen that.
I'm not familiar with that trend, no.
Is there porn on TikTok like there is on Twitter?
How is that a thing?
So it's like a fruit by the foot not condom?
Yeah.
Yeah,
is there
like
porn on TikTok,
not?
Liz?
It's like a fruit by the 6 inches.
Yeah, but is there porn on TikTok, we're saying?
No.
We want a reason to get into TikTok.
Like, how do they demonstrate this and still meet the community standards on TikTok?
Like, on Twitter, it'd be no problem.
I have never seen it demonstrated, but there have been some really funny sort of naughty videos with, like, couples explaining how it went.
What you're seeing, Liz?
Married with a bunch of kids and 5 dogs and 11 chickens.
How many kids? You say a bunch.
I have three with my husband. We're a blended family.
Interesting that you would...
Blended, did you...
Say a bunch of kids, but you know the exact amount of dogs.
Did you have them, prior?
I had one, and my husband had two.
Okay, and y'all had any together?
No.
Do you,
are you too old for
do
that?
Do you kind of not like his as much?
No, I'm like 38. I don't know why I said that, like, it would have been the worst thing in the world. But no, we just, like, decided we wanted to have a bunch of dogs instead.
Yeah.
Do his kids kind of suck?
No, they're great.
Okay.
Are they older than yours?
Yeah.
Than the real kid?
I got a 13-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 25-year-old.
Ew. Are they always 25? Asking where all their food
okay,
by
so
the
he's...
I made the 13-year-old, not the 25-year-old.
He's much older than you are.
Snacking their lunchbox. And all the wrappers at the...
How old is he?
Oh, my God. He is 51.
Okay, that's 13 years older.
Well, 51, he won't need fruit by the foot.
Is that...
Need
how you
fruit
doing
by
with
the
13?
Centimeter.
13's great. I'm at 17.
Oh, okay.
You ever home alone with the stepson?
Shut your face. I made
holidays.
I've seen a documentary about that. A
couple of them, yeah.
So, Pornhub.com.
You know what? That's the most disgusting porn.
You're not really related.
Yeah, it's
but still, that's
and
gross.
The people in the movie aren't really related.
Liz,
but
I can find more disgusting porn than
it's
that.
It's called acting.
No, they are related, Dave.
You know, though, as a blip, like as a step parent who has been with these children all their lives, that's kind of gross. Like that.
I agree, Liz.
It's very gross.
I'm disgusted.
I'm so turned off by that. I would hate that.
Okay, my kid's out of the car. I gotta go.
Hey, Mom. I would so hate my stepdaughter to do that.
I was thinking more of stepmommy.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes stepmom needs a back rub, and then
that's right.
You just don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
He goes to the store with like four boxes of fruit roll-ups.
Yeah. Mom, prom's next week, but I'm nervous. I don't know if.
Golly, man.
So gross. We're just spitballing here. Nothing's a bad idea. We go now to another call here on the ticket. Hello, you're on the air. EA, maybe you got to start getting names and we'll say their name. Anyway.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
EA, you got names?
I do.
All right, what do we got? What's the name of the person you're going to put on?
Oh, man.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hello,
dude.
Sir. You're on the ticket.
This is Joe in Jupiter, Florida. What's up, Jake? What's up, Dan? I'll be quick because I don't want to get blown off. I don't have anything porny right now, but I do have some good information if y'all want to hear it real quick. I have been promoting your station religiously down here in South Florida with another station down here. Jake and Dan, I don't know if you remember hearing from me. You might see me on Twitter at 88 Jupiter Joe. But let me tell you, first of all, anything you ring a bell yet real quick or no?
No, you're fine. What?
I'm good. First of all, I look forward to this every year with y'all down, you know, just listen to y'all all day long for two or three days when y'all are on the compound. It's some of the best radio that anybody could ever hear. It's just a bunch of good old guys. And I've been listening to y'all since 1995. You remember the great Bill Stein, ex-Ranger great?
Yeah. Set the major league record for most pinch hits in a row.
His son, Jason Stein, when I was like 25-ish, introduced me to the ticket back in 1995-ish, right back in the Rocco Pendola days. And I've been a diehard fan ever since. We moved here to Florida 3 years ago, but I've streamed y'all on the app, and I've introduced y'all to quite a few people down here. So,
that's
like
very
I say,
kind of you.
Where is Jupiter, Florida?
It's where Tiger Woods.
That would be where Tiger lives. Yeah. And
well,
I work
Miami-ish?
On Jupiter Island.
No. Well, I mean, it's
are you rich?
A couple hours. It took me a while to get
there. Oh, no, I don't live on Jupiter, Florida. I don't live on Jupiter Island. That's where he lives, but I pass his house three times a day. Yeah,
pretty
you can't
close
get
to
in
Mar-a-Lago,
there.
Mar-a-Lago, right?
It absolutely is. Yeah, Jake,
you're in Trump
Jake,
country?
Been,
a lot of Trump stuff
Trump
going on
country.
Down there? People fired up about him?
Yeah, a lot of Trump.
Absolutely.
You ever gone down to maybe 613 El Brillo Way?
Oh, my gosh. You know too much about this area.
What is that?
I don't know if the numbers are right, but that's Epstein's house.
Yeah. I know.
Jake took the tour.
Yeah, El Brillo.
Yeah, Jake was down here when y'all went to Miami, I believe.
What did you see there? Ahead. You saw Epstein's?
Yeah, I went to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
I went to Epstein house.
Jake is telling us a story here, Joe. Hold on.
The Epstein house, of course, had changed hands at least once, if not a couple times since then, but it was still extremely creepy because it's at the end of a street that backs up to the bay, to the ocean.
Have they ever talked about, like, inside that house? Is that like have you seen the Michael Jackson documentary where he had the movie room, but then there was another room behind
it?
Yeah,
it was like a lot of that. It was a lot of that. And it was, you know, there's still tons of cameras everywhere. That's probably for trespassers. But I did that, and I went to the shopping center where Orchids of Asia used to be, which, interestingly enough, had been remodeled and was reopening the next week as an escape room.
Which is the Robert Kraft getting a...
Yeah.
And then Mike Saban has he just bought a house about three houses down from Tiger now on the other side of Jupiter Island. So, yeah, there's cameras everywhere. So, anyways, but that's, like I say, I don't get to talk to y'all very much, but Jake, Dan, Corby, Jub, I don't know who's listening right now.
Davey.
Dave?
You might not be able to see him. He's lost so much weight.
Yeah. I'm just saying... 88 Jupiter Joe. I'm a big fan. Always have been. Thank y'all for taking my call.
You're not into Donovan, though, right? Donovan's kind of.
No, Donovan. Let me, real quick, Donovan, listen.
Oh, he's off headset.
He's doing TV.
I graduated from Duncanville in 88.
He's doing TV, and he just told me he doesn't care about what you just said.
No, he does. He's a Peter Hill. I graduated from Duncanville High School in 1988.
Well, that's probably not that tough, is it?
Can you hear me? No, he lives in Duncanville, I believe, right?
We don't know.
Thereabouts.
We don't hang out.
No one really knows. All right, man. Say hi to everybody in Jupiter, Florida.
Thanks, Joe.
Does your mom do that? Oh, sorry, Corby.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't listening.
She did, yes.
My mom does the say hi to blah, 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 blah.
Right. All right, dude, it's the Jimmy Christopher say hi to Mick Jagger for
Mick
me.
Mick and the boys.
Yeah.
All right, we probably need a break, huh, EA?
Yeah.
All right, why EA, you want to take more calls after this?
Sure.
All right.
Are we back?
All right. We're at the Campound, EA. We're at the Woodford Reserve Users.
You have more me in my ear.
Campound. Brought to you by Hegwood Property Tax Consultants. Donovan is wrapping up his... his shot. What do you call it? Just a shot?
Shot.
His live shot. I was going to say live shot, but.
But it's not live. It's live to tape.
Yeah, and then they'll edit it severely. For Fox 4 tonight.
Yeah,
Tuesday,
look for Dan skipping in the background.
Just high comedy concepts that we threw out there for his thing. And we're taking phone calls today. This is the edible hour.
What are the Rangers doing, Dan?
We got trouble? I knew I should have jumped on the Bravos when you guys were all homering
back
it up.
Back pocket.
Yeah, putting on the knee pads for the Rangers.
It's just a third. Don't worry about it.
Give us an update.
We're already almost halfway to the over.
Atlanta up 2-0, top third.
Wow. At Ron Washington. He's whipped him in shape. Oh, no. This whole Boston-Miami thing is not going well for me now.
What's the score?
16-15, Boston.
Shut up. We're in quarter one. Basketball.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's in front of the telly?
I find that disturbing.
Norm, Bob, and Moose.
I think they're both scoring the game.
Oh, my God.
Is Bob scoring the game?
Yeah, I believe he is.
I'm going to kick the book out of my lap.
Oh.
And I mean it. I'm not scared to do it.
So we're out at the compound. He can do whatever he wants. Total freedom.
Guess that's true.
And he's scoring a baseball game.
Sitting next to Norm.
Sydney, how many P1s would trade places with Bob right now? Like, that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
I'm pretty sure they're talking about prospects.
The legendary Norm Hitchkiss.
You should hear.
Hall of Famer.
You should hear the meeting room when I walk in every day.
Him and Sean.
So much baseball talk. So much.
I bet you just learn a lot by proxy.
I do. Because I, you know what? Every time they talk baseball, I sit down, I take out my notepad,
yeah,
and I start writing down all the information that they gave me. Yeah. Yeah, because I want to know.
Then you win your fantasy league. Or you win your bet that night.
I'm so in last place.
You know, Norm asked Bob to turn off the ceiling fan because it was giving him a chill.
Okay.
And so Bob turned it off, and then Norm thanked him and said that there was a stiff breeze blowing out to left.
I love sex.
Did Bob laugh?
Oh, they both fell out.
Baseball joke. Gosh.
See, that's why he's the greatest. He's the same off the air and on the air. Pure. Oh, my gosh. We are about to get a legit muser here with us.
Is that a real drink in your tumbler there?
No.
Doesn't he look torn up?
What's going on, Jub?
Look how wheels off he is right now.
We mean wheels off.
I don't know. Your hair's flying everywhere.
My hair's
you look
great.
Like day three, Jub.
I've just heard legend of
hair's great
afternoon slash evening compound Jub. Compound Jub.
Jeez, dude.
I would not exactly rely on things to be dumped right now.
What are you guys on out here?
We got the edible hour.
You guys eating?
It's kicking in.
We're talking food.
Eating on the air?
Yeah.
That's great.
The food is kicking in.
Do you always travel with your own cup?
No.
I do.
I just have a habit when I go in the morning of having a cup of a big tumbler of water and a tumbler of coffee.
You know, I've started that actually on the travel. Like if you go to a resort that's all inclusive, instead of them just bringing you drinks in the cup, you can have your own tumbler.
And they'll fill it up.
Then it doesn't melt.
They'll fill that up. It doesn't melt, and it is delicious.
Even a big ass tumbler. You can take one of those and say, put some frozen awesome in there.
Frozen awesome. And you know what? I did that the last time we went to Mexico. Left it overnight, and it did not melt. It was still frozen awesome in the morning.
That's great.
It was the greatest treat.
Is it possible that frozen awesome could be delivered to the compound?
By tomorrow night, I can make it happen.
Man, I had totally forgotten about that afternoon until you guys brought it
so
up today.
So great.
That was one of the greatest three-hour stretches of my life.
That you know,
and you didn't want to go.
Well, he didn't participate.
Yeah, I went. I wanted to go. I just didn't want to. I didn't want to.
Oh, the frozen awesome.
That's the quickest I've ever downed. I don't know how many we had, but that was
fish bowls.
That was a lot in that little time, Jay. That was a lot of liquid, man.
Gritty.
Hey, Corey, it's
just quizzing.
It's Corey,
21-year-old
laughing at nothing.
21-year-old co-eds about Danny White.
Yeah, what's wrong with
you? We're doing a survey, and she knew.
No, she didn't.
The way I remember it, she knew who Danny was. He's the greatest quarterback to ever play for Arizona State. Better than Jake Plummer. Who else you want to throw out there?
I don't even know another Arizona State quarterback.
Who's that guy last year or the year before that was pretty good that transferred from somewhere?
Yeah, he sounds pretty awesome.
Pookie Wahani. I can't remember what his name. It was a weird name. Come on, Jake.
Pookie Wahani sounds like a normal name now.
Anyway, yeah, that was a great 3 hours. That needs to become a Super Bowl tradition, unlike any other.
Well, I'm with that.
Are we on the air?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, still we are. There?
We need to get the Putty Cat some pizza.
No, we don't. That
you
means
starve?
Well, it's not on us. It's not on us to feed that thing.
No, we
so
should.
Sweet.
Whatever.
And look, it's hungry. It's eating.
Yeah, it's eating the napkin.
Well, if you want to eat the napkin.
Moron cat.
Let's go get the pool.
I mean, just maybe don't let the cat eat the napkin.
Want to take a phone call?
They're so.
Yeah.
They're so creepy.
All right, EA, who are we going
like
to?
This we got Steven. Cat sentiment
Steven,
that you have over here.
You're on the ticket with Corby.
Hey, what's going on, Corby?
Oh, hey.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you, guys. I called in Campound 2 years ago and spoke with the great Mike Soroy, and y'all promised me that you were going to bring back Fight Night, so I will do my best to be there this year.
Are you going to fight?
I will do my best. If I can get the time off work, I'm halfway across the country.
Where
you live?
Where are you?
I am in North Carolina.
North Carolina, I'm going to raise
That's
up.
That's where I'm going to move.
Hey, my plan is working out for you. It's going to be a Kane Stars finals. It's going to be great.
Great. Rack them. All right, we're going to rack you.
But thank you guys. That was all.
All right.
All right, we got one guy.
I'm excited for
signed
fight
up
night.
For fight night.
Yeah, I am excited also.
Are you too old to fight now?
I think so.
What's the cutoff?
I thought it was 40.
40, yeah.
Oh, they may have lowered it to 38.
35 or something
Yeah, they
like
may
that.
Have lowered it.
I don't know.
I thought it was like
34. But you swore you'd never get back in, right, after you did it once?
No, I never said that.
Yeah,
okay.
You swore. You're
you
lucky
promised.
I'm aged out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think I probably am lucky.
I kicked your ass.
Boy, wasn't that the best when we got to 40? Like, I can't fight.
Oh, sorry. Man, I sure wanted to.
Yeah, I was dying.
I think I was 40 when I started at the ticket.
Oh, no.
Oh, you felt like it, huh?
Felt like it.
I don't think that math works.
Yeah, it doesn't.
All right, let's go to
Trevor.
Trevor.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What is Trevor? Up?
Hey, got any questions for me?
Oh, God.
No.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Who's next, EA?
I kind of like that bit.
Tyler.
Tyler, you're on the ticket.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Hey, EA.
Hey, so I know you guys don't like kids much on the ticket, but I have a little six-year-old that has something to say.
Facundo.
What?
What did he say?
Facundo.
Oh, he said Facundo. So,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes Jake tense.
The kid or just?
Yeah, the kid.
Yeah. Both.
I just don't.
The emphasis wasn't on the right syllable.
I don't think we need him on the air
well,
ever.
You don't want the
under
kids
any circumstance.
We're scoring the b-ball game.
You just got exterminated.
22-all.
I have
23-22.
25-24 Celtics.
Oh, God.
Okay. Just hang in there, Heat.
Oh, keep
did you bet on
eight.
The Heat, too?
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Just hang in there.
Team Heat.
Hang we don't there. Need him to win.
No.
No.
Heat good culture.
Dan needs him to win.
That's right.
Dan with money line. I love it.
What a terrible bet. Look how bad that looks now. Oh, wait. Okay.
Yeah.
That's given. I'll just take the money now. How much do I win?
How long would Dan last if he did bet on sports?
Oh, 200 bucks?
Just flip a coin.
Do you understand what it takes to put in the effort?
The research.
Yeah. You just flip the coin up.
You're
in the
providing
air
a
and
service.
It falls down and you say whatever it is.
How many people would just be destitute if I wasn't doing this service?
A small fee.
Very
small. A very minuscule. Small, tasteful Bible study fee to get my picks.
Okay, leave Norm alone.
So loud.
Do you think they need to upgrade their parquet floors?
Yes.
Gordon?
I can't tell me those things are even.
That's not the
was
original.
The last time they sanded them down. I bet you that is just a print. Like it's solid now.
Vinyl.
They print the parquet on it. Or okay.
Most of the time that we talk flooring.
It's amazing what they can do with vinyl flooring these days.
It really is.
Really is.
Yeah.
A lot of it looks real.
So many great engineered products out there.
So many.
Do we need one more break, ones. EA?
Yeah, we do.
All right. Well, let's EA go. Has spoken. We'll be back at the Woodford Reserve Musers
We're
Ticket Camp.
We're begging for a break. Come on.
I mean, the edible hour is almost over, so you would think that we would finish strong.
Well, no, let's extend it.
Well,
it's more of a lull.
Let's find out next.
All 10 ticket guys are deep in the woods, doing guy things to each other or with each other. Ugh. During the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Campound, brought to you by Hagwood Property Tax Consultants and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. You're right.
Things are not looking good for our Heat.
It's the first quarter, Dan.
And it's an 8-point spread?
Eight or eight and a half?
I think we did eight.
Okay.
I think we did eight, yeah.
What's the score?
Okay, so we're on pace 30 for to 28. A push.
Right. I'm just saying.
Heater down,
it looks
bro.
Real bad.
It does.
So we're at the compound.
In the edible hour.
In the edible hour at the very end. And here's Craig.
Thank you all for joining me here at the compound.
I don't believe a word you're saying.
Would just like to welcome each and every one of you. Dan, welcome. Corby, welcome.
Thank you.
Jake, welcome.
What
Donnie,
a filler.
Welcome.
Junior.
Gordo, welcome. Davey, welcome.
Thank you.
Everybody inside, welcome. Everybody listening, welcome. And now I'd like to tell a story. Story of a young boy who was born in Amarillo circa 1965.
It's a biography.
Quickly moved to Dallas following his parents because he had no option at 6 months old. Then live for 2 years in New Orleans before relocating in Oklahoma.
What if they gave you a choice?
Interrupt his story.
I'm sorry. It's very, very sensitive.
He's not really doing a Q&A. The next 15 years of his fragile childhood
okay,
in the
so
Sooner
we're
State.
Okay, so fast-forwarding now.
It's fragile, but
enjoying
okay.
three national championships, all led by Barry Switzer.
Well done.
Then he got a job at the Ticket, the end. Corby?
I think that's you.
I know. I'm just asking you to now tell your story.
I was guessing that was you. Like you're throwing it to me. Okay, Corby, who is that guy?
Corby, for $500, name that ticket host.
I'm about to walk to that Costco right there.
What?
There's not a Costco right there.
Are you hallucinating?
That's a barn.
I'm telling you, man. I've been out here so long, I've gone feral.
Did anyone walk over to that pasture?
No.
Where the crops are?
Isn't that a pasture? Are there horses over there? Or is that where all the donkey are?
All the donkey. Donkey plural is donkeys.
Your mom's donkeys.
Ooh, that hurts. So right over here Whoa. Is where the donkey is guarding the corn.
Okay.
Corby, proper English would be, is that where all the donkeys is?
Why is it donkey plural?
I don't know. I didn't write the English language.
Are we going to have Killer retire the colors?
Oh, yeah, we should.
Yeah, we have a flag.
It's the flag capital of the world.
Hey.
You know what? I don't know if I'm going to put on this headset again.
Capital of the world still gets me.
Do you know how to properly
fold? So they vote for a capital?
Fold a flag? You know how
Sorry?
To properly do that?
You're not going to put on the headset again. Yes, I know how to fold one.
Do you?
Is that what you call
you
it?
You do?
Yes.
Fold them?
Yes.
Yeah, me and my buddies.
You know how to forward.
Fold them in half
fold
like a lawn
flags
chair?
All the time, man.
What were we talking about? Fold a flag. Oh, properly and do the triangle thingy?
Yeah.
No.
And tuck it in at the end.
It looks cool on TV when the war movies are on.
Yeah.
It's all Corby knows of real life.
The movie.
I can't hear very well.
Yeah. It's
a little bit
tough thing.
A little bit.
How's everybody holding up here in the wilderness?
We should race our cars.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like all,
like
of,
that.
All of them are out there, just right there. Let's rev it up and have a race.
Yeah, this area has not seen vehicular traffic in years. So let's get out there in our cars in that pasture.
I would definitely win.
I don't know. I'm two-wheel drive. I don't have four-wheel drive. Jubb, you have four-wheel drive.
Yeah, but
Craig,
that's a slow
mine.
Starter.
Yours might have not four-wheel drive, but an all-wheel drive, some Gordon, form of all-wheel
were you
drive.
Out here today when Jubb pulled someone out of the mud off
no.
in the distance? Yeah.
No, really?
A yep. fellow settler was stuck.
Really? Somebody else had found this place?
Yeah. Way out there.
In their $80,000 F-250.
Now.
The settler.
Wait, he was in a truck, too? The guy that he pulled
he
out of
the mud? He got stuck in the mud, yeah.
And George had to pull him out, but George doesn't carry any, like, tow chain.
Winchy stuff.
Yeah, he's a fake truck driver.
If you told me to draw a winch.
You don't know what a winch is.
I know exactly what it is. I just don't know what it is.
Well, what is it?
I don't know. But I know.
What is it?
I just used it.
What does it do?
In a, well, it helps you in car situations where towing
generic
is involved.
Car situations.
There's towing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a winch.
What does a winch do? How do you use a winch?
Exactly.
That's what they called
spelled
people
different
in the, like in the medieval times, right?
No. It is. Can't you have a winch that's on a string that you deploy with a crank?
That is a winch. Can't you have a winch? That is, and then he describes a winch.
Right. What if they designed a winch with a crank on it?
A string with a crank on it. God, you're an idiot.
It's like Prince Hakeem trying to ask about hockey.
What about your fake off-road vehicle? Is it so four-wheel drive?
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's
all-wheel drive all the time
four-wheel drive.
Right.
But maybe it is. I don't even know.
Could you get on the donkey? Like if we see it again? Is it?
No, it's a few fences away.
Like you'd get shot if you went to go pet the donkey?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that place looks pretty settled. They have like an acre of corn. There's a house, a barn, donkey, pigs, and chickens.
So they have the family plot.
What?
Where they have all of their stillborn infants buried.
Jesus.
Can't you make alcohol with corn?
Yeah.
Yeah, Willie Nelson does it. What's it called?
He buries stillborn infants.
Well, cornahole?
Is it cream corn or whole kernel?
It's a special kind of
Willie has biodiesel.
That's it. No, but it's got a special name, doesn't it?
Ethanol.
It's made of corn.
Ethanol?
Well, no, that's ethanol.
I'm going to look up Willie Nelson's gas. I'll probably get some
it's biodiesel
digestive article.
Poop?
He sells it down there at
Carl's
Corner.
It's Willie's biodiesel.
Does it break down when you make it with alcohol? Because corn doesn't break down when you go to
the ethanol is the worst thing to happen to cars.
What an opinion.
Cars.
What?
Ethanol. Ethanol is just the bane of my existence.
Dan.
Look, I just flipped on Ed Wallace.
I know. I agree with Ed Wallace on ethanol. I disagree with him on the Kennedy assassination. Agree with him on ethanol. But anyway, back to you guys. Y'all were doing stuff.
I think we were on Corby's biography.
Yeah.
Yeah, Corby's biography. Born, was successful, continued to be successful. The end.
With that silver spoon.
No
in
suffering.
His mouth. None.
Failed upward all life.
Yeah. His suffering that he couldn't play racquetball one day at the club.
Yeah, that needs to be the inscription on his headstone.
He had to play tennis.
Failed upward.
His whole life.
His whole life was an upward trajectory of failure.
Each and every step was this horribly successful failure.
Everything always worked out for him. That's what it's going to say on his tombstone. Except for this.
Yeah, until now.
Right.
Yeah, I think the cat's starving.
I know
that's trying to eat dead bugs off the driveway.
She is so skinny. And she's so sweet. I'd steal her from out here, but I think it's somebody's cat.
Well, aren't they gone for like days at a time?
Cats or the owners of this place?
Cats.
Oh. Not necessarily. Like, that's not a tomcat, I don't think. So, it's not male. It probably doesn't wander so much.
Is that why they named Tom and Jerry? Because it's a tomcat?
Mm-hmm. Indeed. But that is absolutely
what did they name
does not
it Jerry?
Look like a tomcat. I don't know.
Jerry
is
Mice.
There a name behind that?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that sweet kitty out there. But have you ever seen, like, tomcats? They're all built. They're all bulked up and roided up.
Yeah, because they fight for a living.
Mm-hmm. And they're just shot through full of testosterone.
God.
Jesus, that was loud in our ear.
God,
it was so
shocking.
That creepy, man.
Cats are creepy?
Yes.
I don't know where you get that from.
I get it from my mind.
Okay. So you never owned a cat growing
no.
up? No. But you like dogs?
I love dogs.
Okay.
Anyone in your family ever have a cat?
No. Never.
Let's take calls on that. 888.
Whether or not Donovan's had a cat.
Yes.
I have not. No, we can.
Look at that. That cat looks like it's hunting for ants right now.
I'll give it a piece of pizza.
What? No, don't feed it pizza.
Well, we need to feed it some of our human food. It's eating dust.
What? Don't they eat dust all the time?
No, it'll eat a mouse or bird out here or something like that. But it just doesn't look like it's eating enough.
That's attractive. It's just
giving that
grooming its belly
lunch meat.
Yeah, what do you call that?
Don't know.
We do have cut rate.
I was working on it.
That's what Jake was saying.
Yeah,
we have what?
We got. I don't know. We got leftover.
It's
lunch
insane.
Meat.
The bargain lunch meat.
And it's my fault.
It's government
because
assistance
the last
lunch
2 years
meat.
After the, last year, my first. So I've been here twice. I said I'm not showing up without my own lunch meat again. And I forgot, and it's the exact same thing. I'm not asking him to go to the counter and get their nicest cuts.
You're complaining about the free food that was provided for you. Mm.
Yes, that lunch meat.
Golly.
I would rather
you obviously went to
does.
The Corby school of how life works out.
I ain't anything.
This is your dignity.
No suffering whatsoever.
You think I'm worried about the scope of the turkey in there?
50 cents more a pack, he could get us something decent.
Do you understand how much we ask of that one man to do?
He's already there buying the turkey. It's not an extra. Oh, the only thing is cumulus pays four
more. He provides home health care, end-of-life care to Norm.
Yeah, that is onerous.
He's always having to wash and clean Norm.
Do what? I was answering the phone.
He has to set up this whole thing. And he cooks his breakfast. Killer does everything.
Well, he cooked you guys' breakfast.
Yeah, I don't eat his breakfast.
And it was great, too.
The breakfast that we had.
Screw that. Pretty damn good cook.
I had to drink my breakfast.
It's so great watching the sun go down, all this a little gummied up. Getting lost in our own thoughts.
Our bodies.
I haven't heard from Dan in about
feeling our bodies.
Yeah, you okay over there, man?
Watching each other explore our own bodies.
Finally feeling our bodies mature.
Going full Beatles.
You know, going full Beatles, man.
I noticed the fire pit only has like two logs over there. Do we not have?
That's not even a fire pit. It's a chimney.
Well, yeah, chimney, whatever.
What?
Remember the year we burned a door?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yeah, and it was like an engineered door with styrofoam inside, and it was like a chemical fire that you could see from like 3 miles away.
Dan brought it, like a fire safe door.
Dan brought it, and he brought an axe,
right,
and tried to chop it up.
Gordo chopped it up.
Yeah, I did get into the role play of that. I was yelling at the door about the things it had wronged me about, and.
The door or the person on the other side of the door.
How she had never respected me.
Yeah, but it released that poisonous gas. It's
horrible.
And now we're all filing a class action lawsuit against Dan for bringing it here.
Yeah, to the provider of the door.
That still has to play out in court. I hope, Dan, no hard feelings.
It's fair.
How'd they score, Donovan?
Why did you think of bringing a door?
Who?
The Rangers are up.
Because I just had it.
Well, you have a lot of things.
Yeah, I know.
You know, just had a door repaired.
Everything you have, you have. So you could have brought anything.
Yeah.
Yet,
did you have any firewood? That would have been nice.
Yeah, I probably could have brought that.
He was just looking around for things that he had.
Right.
And he looked and he saw some firewood and he saw a door and he goes, oh, I'll take the door. We could burn it.
Well, it turned into fun.
It did turn into fun. Who brought the axe, though?
I think that was mine, too.
Huh.
You could have brought the firewood. It was already chopped.
Yeah, it was
you
already
didn't even need
chopped.
The axe.
And
then you lose fun.
It's fun to burn
fun
firewood.
Axing a door.
It's fun to axe.
True.
Yeah.
Garcia hit a homer.
Wow. Ooh, my coin flip's going to work out for me then. I have no idea who Garcia is. Is he a Ranger?
Yes.
Yes.
With Elise.
Rangers up 3-2 after 4.
Hell yeah.
We're about to hit that over.
Are we on the air?
What's
it doesn't
over?
Feel like we're on the air.
7.5 is
kind of lost our
Did
our
you bet
captain.
On that?
A parlay.
Who's our captain? Is George
Rangers
the captain?
Rangers money line in the over.
Yeah, George is the captain.
He pushes both my
All right, well, coming up
next. Oh, he's reading.
Coming up next.
Sorry, George is reading right now.
All right, EA. More Campound next.
Including this girl that goes, boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
It's like she's inhaling, I think, and like fighting for breath.
None of them make sense. Like, no. I can't. It's hard to replicate
and
any of them.
Listen for the girls in the background that are laughing like birds. And then there's a snort laugh or two. And then the guys have kind of like, I don't know, high-pitched, almost like Arnold Horseshack kind
right.
of thing.
It feels like they're all put on.
It does, but I believe them.
Yeah, I do too.
They sound legit. It sounds like
I've looked up the video, and it does look like
they're fighting for breath, and they can't stop laughing. All right, here we go.